next week, which is January the 31st, in this location, we will have a presentation called From Welfare to Social Justice, Compassion and Social Justice, Redesigning Social Policy for Alberta. Given the realities of poverty, homelessness, and increasing inequality in Alberta, it is time to re-examine and redesign our social welfare system. The neoconservative approach of workfare has been a failure, according to the Alberta government's official opposition deputy whip, Liberal MLA Bruce Miller. He feels that what we need is a social development model based on the values of equality, justice, and compassion. Numerous policy options beckon, including a living wage policy, make work pay programs, and tax reform, he says. As many Western nations are discovering, he believes that meeting the challenge of inequality means adopting a progressive agenda of social investment. The speaker, Reverend Dr. Bruce Miller, is the official opposition deputy whip and critic on employment, immigration, and industry. Bruce Miller is the MLA for Edmonton-Glenora and the official opposition shadow minister for employment, immigration, and industry. Dr. Miller earned his PhD in social ethics from the University of Chicago in 1984. And has taught at St. Mary's University in Halifax, Bethel College in Kansas, and at the University of Alberta here in Edmonton. Dr. Miller has had a long career as a minister in both Canada and the United States, most recently serving as minister of Robertson Wesley United Church in Edmonton. Dr. Miller has been a political active member of the community for many years and was awarded the Queen's Jubilee Award for Community Service in 2002. As an MLA, he continues to work on issues of social justice and quality of life in Alberta. The moderator will be Austin Fennell. The topic we are discussing today is the royalty debates, and I would ask you please to welcome back Ricardo Acuna. We would ask you to limit any preamble when you are asking your question and to please come to the mic.
Howard Forsyth, I've spent a lifetime with sociology and economics, but I have a kind of a minor interest in journalism. There's a word, corruption. If you don't know how to spell it, it's in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's associated with sneakiness, lying or deception, nepotism, and all kinds of things. How come you're afraid of the word corruption?
I don't know that I'm afraid of it necessarily. The challenge with words like corruption is that as an academic research institute, we like to put out information that we can prove with data and facts, and the nature of corruption is such that trying to uncover the specific connections and connect the dotted lines can be kind of difficult sometimes. So.
I was just wondering if you would give... Oh, it's Joanne Hedenstrom. I was wondering if you'd give us the specifics about the fact that in... did you say